Peace. It was business as usual in Lodwar town on Tuesday as residents went about with their daily routines as other parts of the country witnessed protests. Traders in Lodwar have expressed their gratitude to President Ruto for taking a bold step to subsequently withdraw the Finance Bill 2024. Last week, however, a section of the youth had condemned area MP Emaith Namur for voting for the 2024-25 Finance Bill. The MP has, however, apologized to the residents. Last week, Governor Jeremiah Lamorakai addressed residents' various centers in Lodwar and its environs, assuring residents of their safety ahead of the anticipated demonstrations. It appears residents heeded his call as the town remained peaceful on Tuesday. Religious leaders who were also accompanied by the governor on Sunday held public prayers in Lodwar to pray for peace in the county and entire country. Moses Itabo, a resident of Kadopa, said businesses are back to normalcy since demonstrations were stopped in Lodwar. He challenged Turkana residents to remain peaceful as Kenya's leadership looks for a better solution for Kenyans. Religious leaders in Lodwar on Sunday also held public prayers calling for peace in the county and entire country. Esekon Ebwongan, a livestock trader at Lodwar Livestock Market Association, underscored on the significance of the peaceful demonstrations across the country, citing that youth should embrace dialogue. He said that Turkana County serves as a good example since youth in this county did not join the rest of Kenyans in this week's demonstrations. He applauded Turkana residents, noting that this has brought back the business to normalcy. Abdullahi Noor, an electronic salesperson in Lodwar, expressed his gratitude to Lodwar residents for holding peaceful demonstrations last week. He cited that the demonstrations cost little losses to their businesses.